We're pretty sure, based on what we've heard from Colin and elsewhere around the world, that dark matter must be some kind of unknown particle and that these particles don't actually interact with each other. Well, now we're going to learn about two of the best candidates for what those particles might be and how scientists are trying to detect them.
Historically, one popular candidate is a particle which, ironically for something that's actually supposed to be quite hefty, is called a WIMP. But don't be misled, it actually stands for Weakly Interacting Massive Particle. And these WIMPs may occasionally be knocking into the atoms in your body, which might help us detect them. I spoke to Catherine Fries from the University of Michigan to learn what exactly is a WIMP.
There's a lot in that name. If we're right and these are the dark matter particles, then there would be billions of them going through you every second, but they're not going to do anything to you because the interactions are really, really weak. There are four forces of nature that we know about. There's, of course, gravity, electromagnetism, the strong force that holds your nuclei together, and the fourth one is the weak force. So we know that WIMPs feel gravity, and we know that they don't have anything to do with the electromagnetic force because they don't give off light, and the strong force, when they bump into you, they're not knocking you over. So weakly interacting massive particles means that they have the weak force only in addition to gravity, and that they weigh about 1 to 10,000 times as much as a proton.
Okay, so why do we think that these are the dark matter particles then?
One of the reasons that we think WIMPs are such good candidates is because they're automatically there in particle theories that have nothing to do with dark matter. Supersymmetry is an extension of the standard model of particle physics. And if you postulate supersymmetry, you automatically get twice the numbers of particles. For every particle we have today, you'd have a partner, which would be heavier than the particles we know about. And the lightest one of these supersymmetric candidates, that makes a perfect WIMP candidate. And we didn't put it in there to explain the dark matter problem. It automatically comes out of theories that have nothing to do with dark matter. Killing two birds with one stone is a good thing.
How do we go about trying to detect these particles in the first place if they're so hard to find?
The way to look for WIMPs is to look for them scattering off of detectors. You have to put these detectors deep underground to get away from competing signals, so you have to go about a mile underground. Some of these detectors are made of giant vats of xenon liquid. Some of the other detectors are made of crystals of very specialized material, sodium iodide crystals. So deep underneath the mountains, you have these detectors sitting there and waiting for WIMPs to hit them. And then occasionally you'll get a signal. That's the idea.
So how big are these things?
The xenon detectors are a ton in size. You need a ton of material. Even with that, then the expected count rates, you'd get one WIMP hitting one xenon nucleus a day. When WIMPs hit these detectors, it eventually gives rise to a signal of light. And there are specialized tubes that measure when the light hits them. Another thing to look for is that when the WIMP hits the detectors, they produce phonons. This is sort of like heat traveling through the detector. Then you look for that heat deposit.
Have there been any promising results?
There is one experiment that has results. This is the Dama-Libra experiment that is made of sodium iodide crystals, and it's sitting underneath the Apennine Mountains outside of Rome. What the Dama-Libra experiment sees is an effect that my collaborators and I predicted back in the 1980s. Because the Earth is going around the Sun, the count rate in the detector should go up and down with the time of year. And this is exactly the kind of signal that Dama-Libra has pulled out of their data, and they see it. They now have more than 10 years worth of data, and there's absolutely no doubt that they're seeing something modulating. But the question, of course, is it dark matter or is it something else?
Why would you expect the dark matter signal to vary at different times of year?
The count rate in these detectors depends on our speed relative to the WIMPs. That speed is determined by two things. First of all, as the sun moves around the center of the galaxy, we are moving into what you might think of as a wind of WIMPs. It's like when you're driving, it looks like the raindrops are coming into your windshield because you're actually moving into them. So the same thing is true for us. However, on top of that, the Earth moves around the sun, which means that the speed with which we're moving into the wind of WIMPs changes with the time of year. So when you add those two together, then we're moving the fastest into the WIMP wind in June and the slowest in December. So we expect a lot more counts in June than we would get in December.
Is that what you get in the data then?
Well, what they're measuring is the WIMP hits the sodium iodide crystal, and then that causes a flash of light. And you can count how many light flashes you get. Now, most of them are due to background, to junk that you have to remove. But what you're hoping is every now and then one of them is really due to a WIMP. So they count the number of light signals they're getting at all different times of the year. You can see it goes up and down with the time of year. It exactly matches our predictions, which is pretty amazing.
Are there any potential issues with that? Because I can imagine there's quite a few things that vary with the different times of year, right? Do you know that it's the WIMPs?
That's the problem. We don't know that it's the WIMPs. People, of course, at the beginning proposed many, many alternatives to WIMPs that could explain the seasonal variation. They thought, well, it could be the temperature, it could be the atmosphere, it could be muons, it could be all kinds of different things. But it turns out that all of those alternative explanations are just plain wrong. So nobody has any alternative explanation to the WIMPs. But the reason we're not all jumping up and down with joy is that when you get this kind of signal, you have to repeat it in another experiment. But the vats of xenon are sitting in the same laboratory right next door, and they don't see a signal. So what is going on? We have to have more sodium iodide crystals somewhere else on Earth to check what is going on with Dhamma.
And is that going on then?
Yes, it is. There are three experiments looking for it. And these three experiments are the COSINE 100 experiment, which is based in Korea. There's also another one called SABER, which is a joint Princeton-Australian collaboration, and a third one, ANAIS, in Spain. So within the next 3 to 5 years, we'll have an answer. Was Dhamma actually seeing WIMPs, or was it some noisy signal that we'll never be able to explain?
Catherine Fries from the University of Michigan.